This is Red at CKUT.
It's on?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Kyle. What? 90.3.
Thank you.
listening to Boom Boom Chan.
The show that
brings you the oldies, old colorful, old soca, lots of old R&B show, just a funk.
And I am?
You are Sister V.
And you are?
DJ Storm.
And he is?
Angel.
He ain't here. You see him?
No.
Tell me if you see him, you know. Because if you see him here, I'm leaving. No. Because he not here.
He's not here.
All right. So how you see him and say Angel? No, man. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Boom Boom Time. How are you, my darling little DJ Storm?
Good.
Aha. So now I want you to tell me what you've been up to for this past week.
School.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. A lot.
Okay. Yeah. And you went anywhere lately?
Yesterday.
Yes, you went yesterday? How was yesterday? This place called yesterday.
It was good.
What was yesterday? Was it an event called yesterday?
It was an event called Tea Talk.
Tea Talk. And did it have another name in addition to Tea Talk?
The...
Yep, there's an exam. The
ladies with swag?
Almost, because there were men there too.
Yeah.
What were they all like really young people? Were they babies? Were they toddlers?
Seniors with swag.
Seniors with swag. Now, you know, with all that went on there yesterday, I did not ask you about the building when we went through the building. Where was the event held?
Dolphin College.
Yes. Are you planning to go there when you get older? Here we go.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because my school has another school for me.
They do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to see. But it's an option.
It's an option.
All right. What did you like about the building?
At first, it was difficult to get up, to get in.
Yeah.
To get upstairs.
Okay. And that's because they had so many different doors.
Yeah.
But we got it together.
Yeah.
And we got the right door.
Yeah.
And when we got the right door, then what happened?
Then we went in.
And when we went in... Come now.
When we went in, they wanted to get started.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Why you sound so sleepy, so?
We had fun.
We had fun?
Yeah.
That's all your business with? Did you learn anything there?
Did I learn anything?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
What did you learn? That seniors have swag?
Yes.
What else did you learn? Come on now.
I learned that to be the young senior.
Oh, you learned to be the young senior. Okay, alrighty. I guess that works. Now, we had an activity. As soon as we got in and got started, right? We didn't waste no time. We sat down and we went into elevated conversations. That was led, facilitated by Sophia Bishop. Could you tell me, describe the activity?
Yeah, activity, you had to find your match.
You had to find your match. So first you were given these cards, right? Quotable connections, the networking game,
yeah.
Right? And you had parts of quotes.
Yeah.
And then you had to go around the room and find the person who had the other part of your quote.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I had, you had Knowing When to Forgo an Advantage by Benjamin Disraeli. Did you find your other quote person?
No.
Nope. I had something by Helen Keller, and I'm now noticing that essentially was don't let anybody make you feel inferior without your permission. So a couple people had the quotes and we got into our groups, and then together as a big group, we had a conversation from the floor with Sophia, who was at the podium. It was a lot of fun. It worked though. It really, 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 really worked. What else happened here at this event? You mean you don't know you wasn't there?
I was.
You're only grinning. Get to the mic. We had great entertainment.
Yeah.
You had tea.
Yeah.
We had food.
Yeah.
And then we did a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
Sheldon Kagan was the DJ and Alan.
Yeah.
And they played a lot of music. Who was the entertainer?
Skipper Dean.
Skipper Dean. And he did it on the floor in and amongst the patrons, the guests.
Yeah.
What about the fashion show?
Very good.
Wow. Wasn't it excellent?
Yeah.
A full range of seniors, right?
Yeah.
And then you did a little bit of a performance.
Yeah.
And then they gave out awards.
Yeah.
Who did they give awards to? You remember?
No, I didn't. Mom.
Yes?
Later I did it.
Later you did it. Yes, you did entertain towards the end, all right? Mm. So the senior with swag award went to Daphne Nyamesh. Right? And Mr. Fo Nimie, Executive Director of CRAR. You remember Fo?
Who Fo?
You don't remember? Remember we did a taping with him in the film Dare Jackie? The film that's coming up on June 17th, Dare Jackie? The one that I'm in?
And then we had an interview with him?
Yes. And Keith?
Yeah.
That's right. By Director Henry Pardo. Well, he was given. Fo has done so many things in the community. And then we could go out to all the little booths, right? We'll talk more about the booths a little later. So all in all, what did you think about the event for the first time?
It was very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did everybody look good? Did they have swag?
Yeah,
you're so sleepy, eh?
I'm not sleepy.
It's just what?
Come on, sleepy.
Okay. You don't feel like talking?
Everybody looked good.
Yeah? You feel like singing happy birthday?
You want to help me?
Maybe. Who are we going to sing happy birthday to?
Love Joe Ricky.
Yes, and we also have to welcome Kendrick Legend to the world because he was born on Thursday. A new baby boy. That's right. Those of you on my Facebook, you said, saw when I put traveling mercies now. Well, he was traveling down and then he was born, right? But today we're singing happy birthday to Love Zone Ricky.
Love Zone Ricky.
All right, get to it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ricky. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ricky, darling. We hope you had a great, great birthday. We're going to play some music coming up later in the show. There's an exciting multicultural activity happening June 25th at, what's that? Spectacle. That spectacle place. You're watching me? Let's play some music. We're going to play a little Kitchener. You're listening to Boom Boom Time. Where can you find Boom Boom Time, baby?
On the website.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is that?
CKUT.ca.
And on their radios?
90.3 FM.
Alrighty. Let's get this going.
how they planning for carnival coming. I hear how they planning for carnival coming. They say they gon' be people and they don't care about trouble, but tell them don't worry with me. It's a different thing, 1963, because the road is to war on Carnival Day. Constable, I don't want to talk, but I got to say, any steel band man only went here to break this ban. It's a long funeral from the Royal Hospital. Information about the situation. They tell me Tokyo is a danger with desperado. They even call Sun Valley, Trinidad, All Stars and Tripoli. They could play the mass as long they don't tackle me when they pass, because the road is to war on Carnival Day. Constable, I don't want to talk, but I got to say, steel band man only went here to break this ban. It's a long funeral from the Royal Hospital. Distinction in making my assertion, whether is invaders, Dixieland, or the fascinators, they all get the same wire, including crossroad and crossfire. I'm making fun, the strongest survive and the weakest run, because the road is the war on Carnival Day. On trouble, I don't want to talk, but I've got to say, sent here to break this ban is a long funeral from the Royal Hospital.
Same as you.
No, not like me, you're not.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Jason, are you there? Are you there, Mr. Jason?
Okay.
I'm hearing you, I think. Talk, let me hear you, darling.
To let the people them know exactly what's going on during the summer, and I'm very anxious, very hyped to talk to you about it.
Well, I hear that we have gremlins. You know, when we used to open the mass camp, we used to smoke it out, right? We used to light a what do you call that? A incense.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to know what you light since you started this new multicultural diversity project. You light anything, my darling? Did you light anything? Hello, are you there? I can't hear you.
Hear you.
Okay, there.
There
you go. You light anything?
I light love. That's what I do.
Okay.
I light energy.
Okay, good. So you're bringing the good energy, but every now and then some little gremlins. We're not talking people, right? But, you know, we're not going to start off on that kind of thing. I was just playing around with you there, right? Tell us exactly how this project, the Multicultural Diversity Project, got started.
Live feed, basically mentioning that I really wanted to do something for the community. I, the community of Montreal has always been something near and dear to my heart. So I always wanted to figure out how we could do something to help evolve and level up our Black community and bring it to a forefront, like how you would see something like the Jazz Festival, something like you'd see like Just for Laughs and all that. So we've been working tirelessly throughout the whole year, throughout the pandemic, on figuring out how we can do this. And so what we came up with was this multicultural festival. This multicultural festival is a family day that we want to basically show not only our community, but other communities as well, the ways that we could reunite and show similarities of different cultures. And so this June 25th, we're going to be having this event called the Multicultural Festival, which basically shows different cultures. If you have the Brazilian culture in there, you got the Latins, you got also an African culture, you got a, what else you got? You got the Native, the First Nations that are going to be there as well. You got the Brazilian, the Haitians, obviously, are gonna, Haitian communities that are be involved as well. It's going to be just a great day of showing diversity, inclusion, and as well, we're doing this more for the kids. So we want to gear this towards the children so that the children could understand their cultures and see that just because that person is from some other place, a different country, and a different color, doesn't mean that their culture is anything different than what ours is. We all have a similar sort of background, so to say.
Okay. Now, where is this all happening? And give me the time and tell the people them slowly. Where is,
all right.
Where you're keeping
so this
thing?
Be happening. So we keep doing this thing basically in the Café de Spectacle, and I want to say...
One minute. Hold up. You're moving too fast. You're keeping it which part? Where are you keeping it?
We're going to be keeping this in the Café de Spectacle, which is basically by Berry Metro in Jardin Gamelin.
You gone to the people Café de Spectacle, the place which part them keep the Jazz Festival Festival?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, we gotta do it big, man. But you know what I mean? We deserve that. We deserve to have something that, you know, people will be proud of. And it ain't no reason why we should not be having something. We should have been having something there already.
Thank you very much, because one of the things I want to go down history with you, and a little unknown history. When it was announced that Jazz Festival was going to have that space was being created, blah, 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 tara, 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 not. The conversations at the time, we were told that all sorts of people would be able to access it, right? That's all you were told. Yeah, man, uno can't keep sitting too, was the official word. But nobody was saying how, right? And, you know, I guess people dreamt but kept it to themselves. But you took the dream that much further, and now we've seen other festivals there. But when I say we, Black community, and I'm not being divisive here, right? I do have to say Anglophone Black community led. It's an inclusive thing, but you know, we've been doing things from time immemorial in this city, a lot of things that people enjoy. The way some of the day camps are structured came out of the initiative of the Côte des Neiges Black Community Project. And it was then repeated, because if something worked good, why remake bread? Why remake the wheel? So you have to claim it and say it and say within.
Absolutely.
But I notice you're working with a good, strong group. Who else is on the team with you?
So that's great to say, because yes, we are, you know, we are predominantly a Black organization, a Black run organization. We are proud of that. And I believe that, like exactly what you said, we need to claim that. And not only to say to claim it, but by claiming it, it protects it, so that people know that this is something done by the Black community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is not only to say that we are doing it strictly Black alone. Like, we have actually Caucasians in our group. We have an Italian by the name of Tanya Perez who's in it. She's a formidable woman that actually is very strict when it comes to administrative work. I've seen her talents
structure.
For a couple of years. Yes,
she's structure.
Very, very, very structured.
Structure.
That's the perfect word for Tanya Perez. And so when I asked her to be on board, it had nothing to do with Black or white or anything like that. It was about how can we provide the best quality production for our Black community. Regardless if you're Black or white, if you have a talent, we want to accept you. And so she was one of them. We have Jason Holiday as well. Jason Holiday is one of the founders of the Multicultural and Diversity.
Hold on. Jason is white?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Lily, white.
White, like liquid paper.
Rastaman.
Transparent, let's say. Call belly.
Rastaman belly with a bumpy leg. Me never know. Me see the dark hair upon him. And I know I see he put the gel, but I figured, you know, right? I watch his lip. It look ticklish. I watch him out, and I see the muscle white. You mean he's lily white?
Well, you know, even on the outside, but on the inside, you know, he's from the Caribbean, because
Soul brother.
Born and raised in Burgundy, and you know, his entourage already is always. Been,
don't go
you know,
no further
actually,
in that man's
he lineage. He was one of the security guys of Amnesia back in the day when I first started DJing myself. So I could call him a brother for sure.
All righty. Okay, but we will but not be.
That's only three. That's myself, Tanya. And Jason, but you also have Tanisha as well, who's included in there. And
Tanisha Collins,
yes, ma'am. Tanisha Collins has been literally my ride or die throughout a lot of stuff that we've done in previous organizations and today. Like, she is so amazing, so knowledgeable, and very, very creative. Without her, there's a lot of things that would not have happened in this community, and if people only knew. She's a great, great woman, and I'm so proud to have her part of this as well.
Anybody else?
Of course, yes. There's also Cadell Reed. Cadell Reed is the president He's the one who's basically, you know, taking care of the administrative work. We basically have him, you know, taking care of sponsorships and stuff like that. He was able to get a sponsorship through the Canadian government, which actually really helped us out to get the funding to pay every single performer. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't
tap, tap, tap. Listen, for your bricks, you need some bricks, shoes on your bricks. No, man. Darling.
It's shooting from the hip.
A good thing me know how to get on flat. Every single performer gets what we're at? What they get?
Every single performer gets compensation. Absolutely.
A stipend.
There's no reason why you should not get. If we're able to give it, we should be giving it.
A smalls, a pocket change, a bus fare, something towards the gas.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly.
All right, so listen, let me ask you, all of this, and I know there's more people, and we're going to have more information coming forth from you. How controversial, however, is the actual event given the time span that you're programming during what is traditionally known as Carnival, Montreal Carnival time?
To be honest with you, it really isn't. I know the timing is what it is, but I will keep it completely, completely honest with you. Ain't nobody knew what was going on at all for this year. All right? Nobody. Not a single person knew what was going on. So I basically, you know, basically looked at the schedule of what was happening with the city. I spoke to the city and they gave us certain dates that they had available. And there were some dates that were way too far off, like late, late, late to the back end of the summer. And there was some that were like all the way in May. And I know it was too cold in May. So I was looking at what was happening. I was forcing myself to get in, you know, at least in June, July. They provided me the date of June 25th, right? And June 25th, if you guys don't know, but there's also Salsa Folie. Salsa Folie does something that night. So when we finish our event, we are going to be merging that into Salsa Folie afterwards. So we were able to at least get that date. But for me personally, I'm not into the controversy. I personally don't care.
Stop it,
guys.
Don't go no further. Apply brakes. Apply brakes.
Why?
All right.
You told me to go.
Hello. Hello. First of all, I was playing with you because everybody is programming in Carnival. People who are keeping dances, barbecues, all sorts of things, parties, the promoters, everybody. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how a bunch of Caribbean things coalesced around, you know, from mid-June all the way down, right?
Right.
And it is what it is. And I'm not even going there. I'm not throwing no stones. I heard a famous man say, when you shoot a stone after a mango, make sure you shoot after a good mango, right? You're not shooting.
Yeah.
I leave it right there. So everybody does program around that time. Now, when we come to Quartier de Spectacle, Gramelin Park, what will we see starting noon during the day?
You're going to see a lot of activities, a lot of games that are going to be basically targeting towards families. Things like, you know, if you're bringing Storm, and, you know, you guys want to just, you know, enjoy the nice day, hear some great music. There's games there that you guys could actually play. Even you have, you know, younger kids. Kids could come and there's going to be a bouncy castle there for the kids.
Hold up. Apply brakes. Is it the kind of bouncy castle somebody like me who has lost weight but I didn't lose it in the back end that I could climb up and go in it? Hold on. Come. DJ Storm has a question. Hold on.
It's going to be one of them.
Can I perform?
She wants to know if she can perform.
Absolutely.
We'll take it off air.
I would love to have you on.
All righty. Okay.
Well,
afterwards, because careful what you say absolutely to you, though. All righty. Costumes?
Yes.
Okay.
So, costumes, and I really want to thank Rain Carnival. Rain Carnival, if you guys know who Rain Carnival is Magic Mask Band, who were part of Carrie Fiesta a couple of years back, if I'm not mistaken. They are doing amazing things. Actually, they're going to be part of Toronto Caravana with Carnival Nations, one of the biggest bands in Toronto this year, representing Montreal.
Okay.
So if anybody definitely wants to be part of Caravana, I strongly suggest you guys go check out Rain Carnival, R-A-Y-N-E, Rain Carnival. See what you can do to get yourself one of their beautiful costumes that they got going on this year and be part of it to represent our city.
All right. So
they are going to basically be providing costumes for children. We're going to have a presentation on stage, show our culture on stage while music's playing and everything. And that's why I was saying, if Storm wants to be a part of it, absolutely, we could definitely be more than happy. And anybody, in that case, anybody who has costumes, old costumes, feel free to come through, bring your costumes, and we'll do what we can. Get in contact with
me. So it's sort of like City of Montreal used to have a children's day out at Olympic Stadium, and we would bring extra costumes. Roots would perform, but then there would be kids there who were just happened to be in the park, didn't know what's going on. Hey, and we'd put costumes on them, and then they went over a stage. Is it something similar like that?
Exactly. Very similar to that. Very, very similar to that. Yep.
So there is a stage.
Ma'am, we got a beautiful stage. It's they really did well. Honestly, this year they renovated the Jardin Gamelin very, very nicely. I'm very excited to show you guys what we have in store for that day. It's very beautiful. There's maybe food there as well if you guys want to purchase food. It's a really nice area.
So now that's another thing. Can I have a picnic? Can I come and bring my hot dog in my little clutch purse and eat my hot dog when I'm hungry, or am I going to kiosk and buying food?
No, you could bring your own if you like.
Okay.
There's a park there, right? So there's like a grass area where people could actually sit down.
Spread out.
And if you have, let's say, a little portable barbecue, of course, why not? Why not?
All right, and you guys, the organization, are you selling food and selling orange pop?
No. Well, the thing is that the because the Café de Spectacle is, it's the Café de Spectacle, they have their own restaurant there. Now, we spoke to the restaurant, and we basically told them that we want to have that day representing Caribbean food. So we're working with them, and it's still ongoing, but we want to have them to bring a certain menu to that day that represents a cultural aspect and not just, let's say, hot dogs and hamburgers. So
okay.
It's still ongoing, so I don't know if you come to the day and you see hot dogs and hamburgers, then you know why. But we're really trying hard to get a certain menu on there so that you guys could be happy, get an oxtail or a roti or, something like that.
What a man wicked. You go on to the people and give them the big, big, big tough oxtail. Oh, yeah. Lord.
And go to,
Look. All right, boy, come off of my radio. All right, come off of my radio. Where can people access you or access information? So they might not be able to talk to Jason directly, but for sure there's a hotline for information or a website. Now, hold up. Don't spit it out yet. My listeners, run around and go collect that little pen that I always tell you have beside you when Sister P and Boom Boom time come on. Right? Scratch your...
I'm going to say this one more time. This is nuts.
Don't say a word. That's a word, you. I turned off her mic. Okay. So you have your pen. You have your paper. Scratch it and make sure the pencil have a nib and the pen nib working. Okay. And you are going to tell them slowly the pertinent information and where on social media you are living.
Okay, perfect. So basically, we'll start with the website. You can go check out all the information on our website, which is www.T as in Thomas, M as in Montreal, D as in diversity, project.org, O-R-G.
Eh-eh. So that is T-M-D, go on.
Project.
T as in Tony, yeah. M as in Montreal, D as in Dylan, project as in project,
yep.
Dot, As in full stop? Org for organization. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, what social medias are you lighting up?
Okay, so you could check our Instagram. Our Instagram is like it's a very new Instagram. We're just starting this off. This is our first annual multicultural festival, right?
Yeah.
So you could go check us at Montreal_multicultural. That's it.
So for IG people, Montreal_multicultural. Okay.
Exactly.
On the Facebook, Meta.
Well, on the Facebook, it's a bit different than it is on Instagram. We're trying to work on getting them, like, together, so
yeah.
to say. But you could go directly to, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is TMD Project. So the same thing as, like, the website, it's at TMD Project.
Okay.
And
okay.
So TMD stands for the Multicultural and Diversity Project. That's what that represents.
Okay. Now, you previously were working with the CCFA, and so you got the Jumbie there, I imagine, or you had Jumbies from a long time?
I've had Jumbies since 2001. I've always had a love. I've been playing soca music, and for those who don't know, I'm a DJ. I represent Team Soca, and I represent Montreal for Team Soca.
Okay.
Team Soca is an international fraternity that represents the whole culture of soca music. So I've always had a whole love for culture music. I mean, soca music for the longest time, soca and calypso. So that's where that stemmed from. But I've decided, you know, to be a part of Carifiesta in the past, just for the simple fact of trying to do something for the culture and as well as provide assistance, you know, in regards to something that was in need. Now we moved on to this, and I couldn't be happier right now. You know, we've got a great team, and we're trying to see what we can do to continue the work that we started.
All right. And do you have Native participation this year? Indigenous?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
What might we see?
So you're going to end up seeing, I would suggest everybody to please come out at noon, okay? The show starts at 12:30, and we're going to be opening up with an amazing performance of an electric violinist that's going to be playing our national anthem. Once that happens, we're going to be basically providing a demonstration from our First Nations, and I want to say a quick shout-out to the Mohawks of Kahnawake who are a part of this. We're going to have Sedalia is basically a spokesperson for the First Nation. She's very, very well known, all abroad, like even in the news media and everything, for the work that she's done. So she's going to be
doing Eternal Father Bless Our Land.
Something like that. But we have her, we have Ray Deer and his dance troupe that's going to be there, and we also have, for the younger kids, Willie Scandals, who's more of a rapper, hip-hop type of genre of music that he performs. He's well-known in the First Nations community as well. But we wanted to, you know, like I said, we want to be very diversified, and we want to kind of show, you know, that we want to still show and attract certain, you know, younger generations love the hip hop. So we thought that might be a best way to, you know, provide a certain, you know, like and love for that type of genre of music. So Willie Scandals will be there as well to show off his talents.
Partnership. Bridge building.
Absolutely.
Unity. Well, I'm tired of you now, so goodbye. Come off of my show. I thank you for plugging into whatever you had to plug in, because your current Hydro, JPS, or whatever it is, gone dong again. I'm not even going to ask where you live, right? But I thank you for stopping for a second and talking with us today. And, you know, we'll have to have you back. And we're going to do perhaps on my personal IG, which will be shared on the Boom Boom Time page and my social media page. So we're going to do something video and move from there. Thank you.
Thank you so for much
reaching
again for
out.
Having me.
Thank you, because it's two way. We hear things as Montreal journalists, but it is nice to be approached with something other than dance, 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 dance.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
philosophically, what is your first ask of the potential audience?
What do you mean?
What do you want them to do, the audience?
The audience itself?
Yes.
Oh, the audience, there's going to be so many different things. Like I said, you have a whole zone of activities. The audience will be able to actually sit back and watch the performances. They're actually going to be part of it. Like I said, we have a group, like, for example, the African group from Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. They're going to be doing something. Their names are Jambolai, and Jambolai is a dance group that likes to interact with the audience. And so they might have people come up and, you know, just simply do certain African dances. West Can as well. West Can has been known for doing those things. And so I know West Can will be showing some Caribbean aspects of it as well. So, you know, the audience is there to, you know, they could either watch, they could be part of it. They could even go play games if they want. It's really up to them. You know what, Pat, to be really honest with you, we've been confined for 2 years. And throughout those 2 years, there have been moments where we weren't even able to see our own family.
Yeah.
It's, how great is it that we're able to actually have a chance to be outside, and not just to say in some park, and not, no disrespect to any park, but what I'm saying is just the fact that we're going to be in the central part of Montreal to be together as family and just enjoy a day of just celebrating our own culture. You know what I mean? Like, that for me is one of the reasons why I was so happy to actually have this goal.
You just answered my next question, but that wasn't the answer I was looking for. The answer I was looking for, patrons, the only way you can consume is if you come down. That's the ask. Come down, come with an open mind, come to participate. Just come down. Yeah. All right.
Bring your children. Bring your children.
Bring your children.
Bring your kids.
Yeah, and bring your kid at heart self as well. Thank you very much, Jason. And
thank you,
is there a phone number at all?
You can hit me up if you want. I'll give you my number.
Not me. I have your number. Oh, I love you. I love you.
You have my number?
Yes,
I got to block that in. I got to block that number.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye. Bye, Jason.
I'll give you the number. You want me the number or not?
You're on air. Is this the information line for the public?
Oh, the information line for the public. Oh, okay. No, that just, well, we go to Instagram. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. But Instagram, through our Instagram, you could hit us, you could call us or contact us in the chat, in the DM, in the direct messages.
Yes.
We're very, very, very quick to respond to those messages. So you could always hit us up there and we'll respond back to you quickly.
All righty. Go and look for the candles and your longtime spirit light and the kerosene. And you understand,
oh,
I don't know where you're cooking the Sunday dinner today. Fire up a Barbie or build a bonfire. I'm going back to Boom Boom Time, all right?
I got all my camping stuff in the garage, you know, so I'm about to use that just now.
That's right, you do. We'll have you back on for camping. Get off of my radio, okay? Come off.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I love you, dearly. Be good. Congratulations for having the cojones to get the bug, try a thing, keep on trying. And bringing the culture, because culture begats culture together, right?
Yes.
Potpourri style.
Yes.
All righty. We be out of here.
Thank you, Pat.
All righty. All righty. So a little later, you'll hear some more about that event coming up. We have about two more weeks, I think, before that really gets under its way, but it is in the season. And now, I guess I'm just going to play some music. When we return, we're going to come back, play some ads a little later.
Take a jump, 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 take a Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew. Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada.